trees are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. To leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen. Maybe things.
We do have a next man up mentality, so guys have been obviously working in there and studying stuff, so he's a great player. We don't have another Alshon on the team, so I mean, obviously it's going to hurt. Nah, my mindset's the same out there, so if they get more people in the box, that might do something different, and we have to do something different or whatever, so I mean, it doesn't really affect me mentally on how I approach the game. I got a lot of different looks. You know, they have basically a safety down there playing linebacker, and he's, you know, a lot more athletic than some linemen are. Also, they do a lot of different blitzes. Penetration kills run game, so they were getting that against the Saints.
Can you scheme around that?
It's not about the scheme. It's really executing the plays.
Chicago Bears running back Matt Forte talking about the next matchup against the Arizona Cardinals. Welcome to Studio 34 and the Chicago Bears beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, here we go.
Week two.
Yeah, week two, we're going to be playing a tough defense. Really, probably a tougher defense than those guys in green.
Oh,
last week.
Much tougher. Their run defense is stout.
They are stout, exactly. And everybody was feeling somewhat. It's terrible when your expectations are so low. And in a loss, people were feeling good, including myself.
Yeah, even we were both were feeling good because our expectations were that low that when we didn't get blown out versus Green Bay, we were happy. But we can't be settling for that now. Now that we've shown that we can compete with some teams, we should go out there and try to win and not have our expectations. Don't have him high, but don't have him so low, unreasonably low.
Exactly. Oh, we want to bring up right up front now, we're getting this podcast out a little bit late. We're doing it on Friday night. We had things going on.
Busy.
We'd like to get them out on Thursdays. So, hey, thanks for all the downloads. Tons of them last week. And remember, you can download us on iTunes.
Fast Review.
Yep, iTunes. And we got Podomatic,
Stitcher.
Which is Stitcher.
Tune in radio.
There's so many. And contact us on ChicagoBearsBeat@gmail.com. Cademan's been tweeting during the games, too. You can follow him at Cademan Bailey.
And then follow the podcast at BearsBeatPod. And follow you at the Baileys.
At the Baileys, yes. So a lot of good things going on with you know, the Bears. I feel good things. I mean, obviously, there's some injuries going on right now.
Oh, yeah. Alshon Jeffrey's got a hamstring now. Hamstring. He's questionable now. Now, you saying he's injury prone.
Last year, he was always sore.
If he's hurt again next year and throughout this whole season, I'll say that. But I don't think he's just having a injury period right now.
You seem to forgot his first season, too, where he broke his hand from a pass from Jay and he missed half the season.
Yeah.
And that was his rookie season, so no one really knew who Alshon was at that point. So the Bears, and what's his name, McPhee?
Yeah, he has a wrist and a knee, and he's questionable.
Yeah.
I hope he steps it up this season. I really hope he does, because he had a huge contract during the offseason, had big expectations for him. He was brought in to rush the passer. He did not do that versus Green Bay.
No. Carson Palmer, he's going to be a little, hopefully, when you're talking to pass rush, he doesn't move quite like an Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but if you do not get pass rush on him, if you were to move, like if you were to just stand in the pocket and look through his reads, he will pick you apart. If he has time, he will pick you apart. During the Saints, they touched him once, and I think he had like a 120 passer rating. He will pick you apart in the defense. You gotta get rush on him.
Well, I think, you know, Palmer, he's had some tough times, you know, with injuries and everything. And he's definitely shown if you stay in a league long enough, you can take your team a long way.
Yeah, you can have success.
He could be like a Trent Dilfer or
any
of those guys. What about the Chicago Bears having to face the, is the Honey Badger still?
Yeah,
is he
Tyrann
injured?
Matthew.
Is he still good?
No, he's good now.
And Patrick Peterson.
Patrick Peterson.
That scares me on our special teams.
Oh, very. Because we were doing bad against Green Bay, and they didn't have a very good. They had an Randall Cobb, but Patrick Peterson's twice as good.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying he runs one back someday. That's what I'm saying right now.
You're predicting when he runs one back.
But also, on the if the Bears are going to do good in offense, the Saints got most of the yards and screen passes with running backs. The Cardinals got picked apart or destroyed with screen plays. If we can get Matt Forte out or even Alshon Jeffery, if he plays out on some screens, I think we can do really good.
Well, hey, that'd be awesome. Now, right now, I think the Bears, I think they're going to keep doing the way they did, but I don't think the run game's going to go against them as well as it did with the Packers.
No, their run defense is the best in the league. They held the Saints, like, I think, 70 yards rushing.
Yeah.
And Matt Forte's not going to run for 120 again.
Well, you know, the Bears, over the years, though, they've played the Cardinals. Now, when I was growing up, the Cardinals were in St. Louis. We all know that was the second NFL team back in the day. I had friends that said that was their team in Chicago, the Chicago Cardinals. They've been in Arizona a while, but they've played each other 91 times, and the Bears lead that series 58-27 with six ties. So, pretty substantial on that.
Well, my most memorable game, I don't really remember watching it, but it was that 2006 game.
Oh, that was unbelievable. It was a stormy night, just like we're having tonight. Our satellite went out for a while. Yeah. We had to listen to Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, which is fantastic in itself. But that game was unbelievable. It was a Monday night football game.
I do remember you guys flipping out, though. I remember certain parts of it.
Oh, yeah. That game is like, it ranks right up there with some of the best of all time. Any other things we've got to be concerned about with Bears injuries or anything going on right now?
Well, Jonathan Bostic's out. He didn't play much. Bushrod is still struggling with a back injury. He's probable, though. Igor Ferguson, he was started last week in defensive line. He has a knee injury. He's questionable, which we really need him with Jeremiah Ratliff out. And Tracy Porter's out with a hamstring. And Sherrick McManus with a thigh is probable.
Eric Eagle Ferguson, too, isn't he questionable with a knee?
Yeah.
And he had a good game.
He stepped it up.
But now they did re-sign, which we thought would happen. They re-signed Sam Acho.
Yeah.
So for outside linebacker, he must have had a pretty, you know, tough illness going on there.
He's playing his former team in the Cardinals.
Former team. He played with them 4 or 5 years. Yeah. So I think maybe he'll get a shot on that a little bit there.
Now, versus the Bears. About the Cardinals' defense, the thing that's very unique, they only use two cornerbacks. They have four safeties they use.
Well, they're shutdown corners, pretty much.
Yeah, they have two shutdown corners, Patrick Peterson, I think the other one's Jacob something. And the safeties, they have four of them. That's one thing no other team in the league does. They have four safeties that are so good, they just play all of them.
I think the thing about they're a smash mouth team, the Arizona team. And it's kind of funny. A lot of people have talked about Bruce Arians. When he left his interview with Phil Emery, that Bruce, he thought he had the job.
Yeah.
He was shocked.
He said he had a great interview.
When they hired, you wonder if they, and I've heard this talk on Chicago radio, if they would have hired Bruce, would Phil Emery still be there?
I don't think so, because the talent still wasn't there.
I think Bruce would have had his hand on the draft and whatever, and I guarantee you Bruce wouldn't have been fired yet.
No, he would still be here.
He's got Coach of the Year with Arizona.
You don't fire one of the best coaches in the league after 2 years.
Right. Hey, you know, a couple of things that were kind of neat on Matt Forte. He's had four times in his career that he's run over 100 yards in the first half. He did that last week. That's amazing. This is going to be Antrel Rolls' 81st straight start. And Robbie Gould, he
set the record.
Set the record last week, you know.
Now, one thing I want to see, I want to hear about the safeties more. Last week during the game, we didn't hear about the safeties very much. The announcers, how often did you hear him say any safety's name?
I heard it with Amos's once or twice because he made a couple of nice plays. But they need to step it up. Roll needs to play. They got a lot of things they got to really do.
I really want the safeties to step up because that's a critical part of your defense, the back end.
Oh, yeah. Definitely
and
is.
With the Arizona Cardinals, they have two great receivers. Ray Fitzgerald, He's getting old, but he still has it. And they have lightning quick John Brown, who could just take the top off the defense. He could go for a 70-yard touchdown, and you, in a blink of an eye, you wouldn't even realize what happened.
What about the pass rush, though? We really, Jared Allen's got to show us something.
I like Jared, but he can't just go out there and do nothing every game.
No, because it means we're going to lose practically every game. He's got to show us something.
At least get some hurries on the QB.
Right, yeah. Get some hurries. Well, we had some hurries on Aaron, but not everybody can scramble, do the little shovels and things like Aaron did, you know.
Carson Palmer's not that athletic. He's not going to be able to do that. After two ACL tears, he's not going to be able to do that.
Oh, no. Don't see it at all, for sure. The Bears, though, it's at home. Then the tough one comes after that. We'll talk about next week. The Seahawks. They're playing our boys up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, Packers.
So, offensively, Jay, hopefully, I think he's going to have to pass the ball more. I hope Marquise Wilson is ready to go. I think they weren't totally on the same page, the receivers and Jay, because they really hadn't practiced.
Well, Jay was so happy this week that all three wide receivers practiced fully this week.
Yeah.
They were so happy they could get some chemistry because Jay even said nobody has the offense fully hammered down. They haven't memorized it yet.
Oh, no. It's a new offense, a new coordinator. I like the question they ask him. Do you think you will be better this week with the practicing? He goes, well, I surely hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. And real fast, what do you think would be the Bears' ratio to pass to run plays?
I think it's still going to be pretty much kind of split.
50-50?
I actually see it about 60 run, 40 pass. That's perfect.
Even with the Cardinals' stout run defense?
Well, I think if you go at it long enough, and in the way they're running their offense, you know, there's no huddle, I think they might wear them down a little bit.
Yeah, but it's not really an up-tempo no huddle, but it could happen.
Yes. So, I guess we'll go ahead and pick some games for this week. We'll leave Bears for last.
Like always.
And like I said, we're kind of rushing a little bit in this one, but we want to get down to a few of the details and what's going on this week in the NFL, and we'll break it all down, what we saw on the game. I'm hoping we can do it Sunday night.
Yeah.
That works out good after the game. On our this week's predictions, not much to say other than we missed the Denver one. I picked Denver, by the way.
After the fact.
Picking Denver.
Last week's games, I was 11-5, and you were 7-9.
But let's talk about our fantasy games last week.
Okay.
I think Richard beat you.
He beat me because he just had two running backs, Carlos Hyde and Adrian Peterson.
Right. And I beat the Bipolar Bears. My team, the Foxy Cuddlers, won.
Yep.
So I'm 1-0. I think I play the Albuquerque.
You play Richard?
Richard this week.
I think I play, I'm checking right now.
Yeah.
I play the Bipolar Bears.
Oh, yeah. He's got a good team. We were close match.
Yeah.
We were close matchup. So, okay, this week we already know the Broncos. Unbelievable. They won 31-24
in the last. Chiefs choked.
Oh, that was a terrible choke. The Broncos defense, man, that is one mean defense.
If they get to the Super Bowl, it'll be the defenses.
If you're from back in the day like I am, that reminds you of the Orange Crush defense.
I've heard about that.
They went to the Super Bowl. That was before John Elway was even with the team.
Wasn't Tom Jackson on that
yes,
defense?
Yes, Tom Jackson. Yeah. Yes, he was. Okay, so let's just go ahead and look at the Sunday games. The Patriots at the Bills, I believe.
Did you see what the Bills are selling in their team store?
No.
They're selling ball pump, like ball inflators.
That's funny. What are you going with?
It's
going
to be a dog fight. I'm taking the Bills.
I'm going with you, man. I think Rex Ryan, he's not playing any games. Yeah. I see that team doing well this year, which I'm kind of glad. Somebody new, I think the Bills take them. The Texans come up to Carolina. Boy, they got slaughtered last week.
Oh, yeah. They're starting Ryan Mallett. He's not. Texans have a QB issue. I'm going with the Texans. They'll pull off upset.
Whoa, going with the road upset. I got to go with the home team on this one, Carolina. I'm going with Carolina. Their defense, not bad. Their offense still is in transition without some of those receivers.
Wide receivers, yeah.
But I'm going to go with Cam and the Panthers. Okay, then the Chargers coming all the way here to the Midwest. Going to take on the Bengals at home. That's going to be a tough task.
The Bengals had a good game last week. the Chargers had an unbelievable comeback with the help of the Lions. I'm going Chargers.
Oh, I'm going Cincinnati.
You are?
I'm going to see A.J. Green. I think A.J. Green is going to go off on this game. And one of my fantasy guys, Tyler Eifert, too.
Oh, so I picked him up in one of my leagues. Yeah. He'd be good.
Now, the next game, this is a team that if you're in a elimination league, you know, of teams to pick, follow this team around because I think they're going to lose a lot of games.
Yeah.
And that's called the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Lovie Smith's Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the New Orleans Saints, who got beat last week, and they're not too happy.
I think Jameis Winston will have a better game than last week's, but I still think the Saints will win.
I think the Saints are going to kill him because Drew knows the cover two defense like the back of his hand.
Yeah.
He can tear it apart, pick it apart any way he wants, so definitely Buccaneers for me too. Steelers, 49ers are coming to the Steelers. That's going to be a nice matchup. The Steelers the 49ers were surprising on their game. That running, boy, he did a Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, Carlos Hyde tore it up.
He did tear it up. What do you got with that one?
Steelers lost to the Patriots in week one. I'm going Steelers. They want to get even. They want to get back to 1-1.
Get back to 1-1. Well, I say, that's tough. I'm going Steelers, too, on that one there. Ravens at the Raiders.
Well, Derek Carr might not play with, I think it's a hand injury, so that would mean Matt McGloin is in. The Ravens lost Terrell Suggs. I'm going Ravens, just a better team.
Ravens, better team. Even though they got Trestman on it, they're still a better team than the Raiders. So, got to go with the Ravens also. It's a big Eastern, NFC East game. And it's a lot of former players from each team with each other. Now, the Cowboys go up to Philly to play the Eagles.
DeMarco Murray, he's going to run wild in this game. Eagles are going to win in a good fashion. DeMarco Murray's going to have 200 yards.
I think the Eagles need to win this game. If they want to do the pursue how everybody thought they were going to be this year, I got to go with the Eagles on that one, too. All right. In Cleveland, Johnny Manziel, it's already been said that he's going to start his first NFL game because of injury to Josh McCown.
Yep.
And it's going to be the Titans with Marcus Mariota against Johnny Manziel.
Mariota had an unbelievable week one. He had a perfect passer rating.
It's unbelievable.
And I'm going Titans. I think Mariota keeps it up, but not that good. He still has a good game. He'll keep it up.
I think I got to go with an upset special here. I'm going to go with the Browns. I'm going to do it. I'm going to think they can make it happen. I think that was, I don't know. No reason. Just going to do it. Yep. Cleveland.
Gut feeling.
Now, the Lions, there's a divisional game. The Lions are going to the Vikings playing up at the University of Minnesota. This is the last year they're playing there, I think.
Yeah, and then they have their nice stadium.
Big stadium mixture. So, Lions in Minnesota.
The Lions are very mad about their choke job last week, but the Vikings were embarrassed on
horrible
Monday Night Football. I think Teddy Bridgewater hit some crossing passes, which he couldn't do on Monday Night Football, and leads the Vikings to victory.
Well, do you think they might use Adrian Peterson this time?
Oh, they bet. Oh, my good. That's what ruined my fantasy.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with the Vikings over the Lions myself. Yep. Yeah, I just definitely am. Falcons, surprising win last week. They're going to be up at the New York Giants when the Giants had a tough one.
Oh, yeah. Eli Manning blew that for him.
Yeah.
I got to go the Giants.
Yep. I agree. Giants, they're home. They got to win that game. Now, the Rams going up to D.C. to play the Redskins. The Rams, big first victory against Seattle, but I think Seattle's reeling it a little bit myself. Yeah. But Rams-Redskins, what do you think?
Rams, pretty obvious. Redskins are abysmal.
That defense of the Rams is one that's going to be, it's going to keep them in the thick of things this year.
Now, real fast, with Kyle Fuller struggling, the Rams picked Aaron Donald one pick before the Bears.
Oh, and that's who they would have picked.
Yeah, that for sure, I think.
We thought, all right, we had him.
We were so happy, and then they picked them.
Fuller is struggling a little, but he has the makings of a good player. We'll have to see what happens there. Dolphins go upstate a little bit to Jacksonville to play the Jags.
Blake Bortles, rough QB. I got to go Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins defense and stuff. I got to go Dolphins, too.
Well, the Dolphins defense has an easy two matchups. They played Cousins last week, and now Blake Bortles.
Yeah, so And I picked the Dolphins to go a long way this year.
Yeah, very long way. Yeah.
Okay, now the Sunday night game, and we have friends that are going to be at that game, Seahawks at the Packers. This is the game of the week, really. Been a lot of, the Seahawks have taken care of the Packers the last few times. What's your take?
I think the Seahawks have the Packers number, and they go in and beat the Packers.
I really think the Packers are going to win this game. I think I do. I think they're going to win it because I don't think Seattle. I think there's more to meets the eye there with the Cam. He's gone.
Oh, they miss Cam Chancellor.
They miss him bad. You know, and who knows? The running back there that doesn't like to speak to the media.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. His mother will speak for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he wasn't able to get it across the line to win last week.
No.
So I got to go with the Pack on that one. Go ahead.
Now, real fast, before we predict the Cardinals and Bears game.
What about the Jets and the Colts Monday night?
Oh, Colts.
Colts?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jets at the Colts. Yeah, you got to go with the Colts, even though I think a lot of clash going on there with the coach and the general manager. And usually in those kind of clashes, the general manager wins.
Always.
Oh, not always, but 90% of the time, especially when Gregson is like the right-hand man to the owner of the team.
Gregson's done a terrific job. The only thing he's struggling with is offensive line.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
You think the Bears is bad, theirs is really bad.
Now, before we predict the Cardinals and Bears game, when we predict it, what will be your bold prediction for the game and your defensive and offensive MVP?
Offensive MVP.
But first, predict the game.
Oh, predict the game. Well, you know me.
Yeah.
I'm going Bears. Bears.
What's the score?
Bears 28. Cardinals 14. We're going to kick some butt.
I'm saying Bears 17, Cardinals 31.
Well, you know, but last week we were both wrong on our beloved Bears. Yeah. But we come close. We had chances in that one there. My offensive player of the game is going to be Jay Cutler. He's going to have to pass. He is going to get some passes. He's going to score me at least 25 points in my fantasy league. So, Jay, I hope you heard that. Defensive, I'm going to have to go. This is tough, but I think on this one here, on our defensive MVP for the game, I think he's going to play, and I think he's going to do well. I'm going to call it Pernell McPhee. I think he's going to play, and I think he's going to do some damage.
What's your bold prediction?
My bold prediction of the game?
Yeah.
Jay Cutler's going to be the MVP of the game. No, I think the bold prediction, the Bears are going to hold that passing game with Carson Palmer to very low. I think they're going to hold the Arizona offense to below 200 total yards.
That'd be a great game.
Yeah.
My offensive MVP will be Martellus Bennett. I think he'll catch the Bears 2 touchdown passes. And my defensive MVP, it's kind of hard to have a defensive MVP when you lose 31 to 17. But I think Shaymon Cohen will step up and have a lot of tackles this week. And my bold prediction, I said it already, but I'm going to double it. I think Patrick Peterson will return 2 punt returns or kickoff returns for touchdown.
Wow, that is very, very bold. Hopefully next week. I want to try to next week to get a
interview
going on with. We've got a couple people in mind.
Yeah.
A couple people said they'd come on anytime when they'd like, but we just want to get the ball rolling this year.
So we'll probably get scheduled next week.
So, friends, it looks like the Bears are going to beat Arizona this week, right?
Nope.
I thought you just said they're going to win.
No, I said the Cardinals are going to win.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one. I thought you said the Bears were going to win. Oh, well, but I can tell you this, no matter what, we'll bleed blue and orange. And also, share the podcast. We really appreciate it. Share it with your other friends of the Bears. And I guess until next time, don't forget to like us on Facebook. We had a lot of likes on Facebook on our Chicago Bears Beat Facebook page. So,
you guys' support has been unbelievable on this podcast. You said on just Sunday, last Sunday, we had 500 downloads.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
Thank you guys for downloading every week and sharing. It's unbelievable what your support is to the show.
So from Studio 34 until after the big game Sunday, bear down.
That's a wrap.
I'm not afraid. Cause his bird is flowing from his cage. There's so much magic we know on this sapphire we call home. My gold and my